Ukraine security issue.
Ukraine is still recovering from the effects of the November 23rd Russian missile strike that caused the blackout. Limiting electricity consumption is active in all regions of the country. Ukrenergo reported that as of the first half of the day on Sunday, its producers covered almost 80% of consumption needs, gradually increasing due to the cold weather. The critical infrastructure consumes only about 10% of this 80%. The rest of the electricity is used to supply electricity to consumers. The DTEK company promises that blackouts in Kyiv will last no longer than 5 hours. According to Yaroslav Yanushevich, the head of the Kherson Region Military Administration, on Sunday morning the Russians targeted the power grid that supplies the recently liberated Kherson. Specialists are working on their restoration. On Saturday, specialists connected household consumers to the power supply in the city, and 5% of Kherson residents had electricity in their homes. Meanwhile, the occupiers are shelling the city of Kherson from the right bank of the Dnipro River. There are casualties and destruction every day. Yuri Sobolevsky, first deputy chairman of the Kherson Region Council, recommended residents to evacuate. David Arakhamia, the head of the parliamentary fraction Servant of the People and a member of the Ukrainian delegation at the negotiations with Russia, said that the occupiers are planning to strike Ukrainian energy facilities again. Emergency services and the government are working out different scenarios. A lot of training has been conducted, the actions of energy workers and critical infrastructure have been worked out, and everyone knows what to do. We are preparing, the military is preparing, he said. David Arakhamia once again called on Ukrainians to be prepared for possible Russian strikes. It is necessary to prepare food in dry form in advance for an extended period because there is information that there may be new missile strikes and blackouts next week. Let's hold on. Together we will win, said David Arakhamia. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko announced that the city's authorities opened more than 400 heating points in the capital. They will work every day. Most of them are located in schools and social institutions. They are also working on ensuring that every point of invincibility has the internet. Mykhailo Podolyak, the advisor to the head of the president's office, said that the Patriot air defense system is not an offensive weapon. It will help Ukraine protect its children and population from Russian missiles. Patriot air defense system and escalation are words that cannot be compatible in the same sentence. A vice initiative of Poland. Correct words of the NATO Secretary General. We are waiting for Germany's decision, he wrote. Roman Svitan, a military expert, believes that obtaining Patriot systems would significantly improve Ukraine's critical infrastructure's protection. If this issue is solved and these systems are handed over to us, we can cover Western Ukraine with them to a depth of up to 200 kilometers. We will cover and protect our territory, including Poland. If they do not give us the Patriot systems, but place them along the border of Ukraine, the Poles will be able to cover our territory from cruise missiles at a depth of up to 100 kilometers from Poland. For these 100 kilometers, we will be able to transfer our anti-aircraft missile systems to the east, closer to the center, increasing the density of air defense systems already throughout Ukraine. Therefore, if such decisions and actions are taken within a month, we will be able to cover critical infrastructure facilities, said Roman Svitan. Since the beginning of the full-scale invasion, the Russians have been shelling the Kharkiv region the most. According to Ukrainian data, 11,500 shellings have already been recorded there. Yevhen Yenin, first deputy minister of internal affairs, announced that Mykolaiv and Sumy regions were under enemy fire about 10,000 times and Donetsk and Luhansk regions more than 5,000 times. In general, the occupiers have already shelled more than 32,000 objects on the territory of Ukraine, mostly civilian objects. According to official data, more than 9,000 Ukrainians died due to Russian aggression. These are only recorded facts because the occupiers do not stop killing civilians daily. President Volodymyr Zelensky, during his speech at the International Summit of Food Security, assured that by the summer of next year, Ukraine plans to send 60 ships with food to the poorest countries in Africa to prevent a world food crisis. For this purpose, the Grain from Ukraine International Initiative was launched. More than 20 foreign countries have already joined this initiative. We can save at least 5 million people from starvation, Зеленський said.
На цьому шляху Україна зробила перші кроки, відправила перші кораблі в середині листопада.
Ukraine took the first steps on this path. It sent the first ships in mid-November. We sent 27,000 tons of wheat to Ethiopia. Another vessel is being loaded today, and three more ships are going to Ukraine for loading. In general, under the Grain from Ukraine program, by the end of next spring, we plan to send at least 60 ships from our ports to countries at risk of famine and drought. These are Ethiopia, Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, Congo, Kenya, and Nigeria, said Volodymyr Zelensky. On Sunday and throughout the following week, caring people will participate in the virtual charity run United by Courage in support of Ukraine with the Ukrainian flags in 39 world countries. There are two formats of participation, online and offline. Among the participants of this year's virtual race is American historian, United 24 platform ambassador Timothy Snyder. 70% of the charity fee from the race will be given to this fundraising platform, which collects money for the installation of the Shahid Catcher for Ukraine. According to Victoria Veremienko, the event's co-organizer, more than 500,000 people registered for offline participation in the United with Courage race in Kyiv. First of all, we try to raise the mood and spirit. About 500 people run different distances in Kyiv. Children will also run. We ask everyone to run covered in the flags of Ukraine. You see, there are a lot of Ukrainian flags, and it inspires you and gives you energy, said Victoria Veremienko. For children, the distance was 500 meters. The organizers offered adult runners to overcome different difficulty levels of distances, from the initial 5 kilometers to the 21. On Sunday, participants got medals depending on the number of their donations. The entry fee for offline participation was 1,200 hryvnias.